Well, you could. Could, couldn't use it for a young person. He sure does get around.
But would you have to say a young person is spry?
That dang, that's another one that I don't know. Kind of got
me. I don't think I would. I think I'd use spry for old people.
Well, yeah. That's the word we use for old people.
Uh-huh. And you just expect young people to be
spry. That old man, that old lady sure does get around. She sure is spry for her age.
What word would you use to mean young people? Would you call them lively or active? Or?
Well, you could say he's lively. He sure is quick and fast or something like that.
If something bothers you, you might say, I'm just a little, what? I'm just a little,
I'm just aggravated.
Okay. Or you might say, I'm just a little something about it. I'm just a little...
uneasy?
Uh-huh. If a person has fear of something, he might say, what?
I'm scared.
Okay. Might you ever use another word besides scared?
Well, I just always say that I'm scared. I ain't gonna do that. Some people might say afraid, but, I just always said I'm scared. I'm scared to do that. I ain't gonna do that. I'm scared of that dog. I ain't gonna fool with that dog or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I just say scared.
She isn't afraid of the dog anymore. She isn't afraid now, but she what to be afraid.
She used to be afraid.
And to contradict that, you'd say, she is afraid of the dog now, but she, what, to be afraid?
Dang, I don't get that.
Okay.
I reckon I'm getting a little thick-headed or something.
Oh, no, you're not.
After so much of this.
She is afraid of the dog now, but she, but years ago, she wasn't afraid. She, what, to be afraid?
She used to didn't be afraid.
Okay.
She used to didn't be afraid. She's afraid of him now, but she used to didn't be afraid of.
That's right. The opposite of careful is?
Careless.
Okay. What's another word for strange?
Odd.
Okay, and what's another one?
Strange, odd.
What's one that begins with a Q?
Queer.
Now, that word, has the meaning of that word changed recently?
Well, I don't know just what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, it used to just mean anything strange. And now some people use it to refer to deviations.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean by that. A man or a woman that's a queer. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know what you mean by that, yeah.
Well, did it used to mean that?
It's always meant that about a man or a woman. Is, in other words, their sexual abilities is different from a normal person. They're called a queer. That's, that's what I've always called them.
Okay. If someone is easily offended, people would say, he's awfully...
sensitive?
Okay. If someone is sensitive and another person bothers him, he'd get awfully...
talking mad.
Okay. And someone might try to calm him down. He might tell him to keep... to...
mind your own business.
Okay. Or keep something. Keep...
keep out of this or something.
Okay. I work hard all day.
Well, keep your mouth shut. Something like that. Be several remarks you might say about that.
Okay. Or you might say, keep quiet or keep...
I just say, keep your mouth shut. This ain't none of your business or something like that.
Okay. I worked hard all day and...
I'm tired.
Okay. So now suppose you're even tireder than that. Would you have another word or would you...
I'm just tired of death.
Okay. Are you tired as the devil? Do you want to take a break for a while?
No, I'm doing all right.
Okay. Have you ever heard the expression?
Well, I sure am tired. I've said that. I sure am tired.
How about worn out or wore out?
Yeah, I'm just wore out. I've said that.
Okay. A little girl had to be taken home from school early because she, what, sick?
Because she got sick.
Okay. He will be well fairly soon. He will be well...
he'd be well pretty soon.
Okay. Have you ever used the expression by and by?
No.
Okay.
No.